兄姐妹和朋友们，主内平安。
May peace of the Christ be with you all.
我第一次到你们这个教会来。
So this is my first time came to the church.
我有两个感受。
I have two feelings.
你们教会的名字很好哎。
So the name of the church is wonderful.
有主，有爱，有家。
So you have the Lord, you have the love, and you also have a home, a family.
这很特别。
So this is very special.
而且很好。
And it's also good.
有主就有爱。
So if we have the Lord, we have love.
有爱才有家。
So only when you have love, can you have a good family.
我第二个感受就是你们的青少年。
So my second impression is your young people.
哎呀，我说他们真是有福气。
So I said they are very blessed.
我们在他们这个年龄的时候。
So when we were at their ages,
完全没有这样一个福气。
So we have no idea what kind of blessing that we missed.
来敬拜主。
So to know the God and to worship Him.
这就是我的两个感想。
So this is my impression for your church.
今天我们来谈上好的福分。
So today's sermon is we talk about the best blessing.
神当然爱他的儿女。
So of course God will love His children.
但是这并不等于是说，但这并不等于说。
So it doesn't mean
他的每一个儿女都必然会得到同样的福分。
So it doesn't mean that each one of the children will receive the same amount of blessing.
至于那个上好的福分，谁能够得到呢？
So when it comes to the best blessing, the question is who will receive it?
又怎样才能够得到呢？
And the next question is how are we going to receive this best blessing?
我们应该知道。
So we ought to know as a Christian.
路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节。
So Gospel Luke chapter 10 and verse 38 to 42.
它有一个圣经的故事。
So this is a Bible story.
这个故事就是我们的主到伯大尼的一个家庭去做客。
So the story is our Lord Jesus Christ came to a home in Bethany, invited to be a guest.
这个家庭里边有三个成员。
So this family has three members.
那天在家的呢是两位姐妹。
So on that day, there's only two sisters was present.
这个故事就是围绕着这两个姐妹。
So this story was centered on these two sisters.
如何接待主耶稣而展开。
And how to show hospitality to our Lord Jesus.
他给了我们很好的启发。
So from the way they do, then give us a lot of inspiration.
也许熟悉这一段圣经故事的弟兄姐妹，他们会很快地就有一个反应。
So if you are familiar with this story, you may quickly come to an impression.
这个故事很简单呢。
The story is very simple.
他的姐姐马大忙着做事情，不对。
So the older sister Martha was busy and doing things and we think.She's not right.
她的妹妹玛利亚专心在耶稣脚前听讲是对的。
So on the other hand, the younger sister Mary pay her attention to listen to our Lord Jesus is a good thing to do.
可是另外一些弟兄姐妹不同意。
But there's a brothers and sisters disagree with this conclusion.
不完全同意。
And it's not completely agree with this conclusion.
他们认为马大做事情他肯做事嘛，这很好啊。
So they are of the opinion that Martha is serving and somebody has to do something, right?
而且她牺牲自己，这也是优点啊。
And actually, she sacrificed herself is a good thing that we should learn.
她的妹妹玛利亚什么事情都不做。
But this younger sister Mary didn't do anything.
她只会享受，太自私。
And just to enjoy Jesus, is it a selfish act?
不该批评吗？
So, have you heard this kind of criticism?
争论的双方啊，似乎都有一些道理。
So this argument, and it turns out that each side has a corner of their own truth.
但是如果我们对经文的啊这种学习就停留在这样一个层面上的话
，But if our understanding stop right here,
那是不够的。
Now this is not enough.
圣经是神的话语。
So the Bible is the word from the Lord.
它有无尽的宝藏等待我们去发掘、去学习。
And there's a lot of infinite amount of treasure awaiting us to discover and to learn.
下面呢，我们求从三个方面来思想。
So we're going to ponder upon this passage from three aspects.
这个圣经故事带给我们什么启示呢？
So what kind of revelation that this passage brought about to, into our heart?
第一个启示。
And the first revelation.
主给的机会要珍惜。
So we have the treasure, the opportunity that God gave to each one of us.
主耶稣在世上侍奉有多少年呢？
So how many years Jesus served on this earth?
3.5年。
3.5 years.
那么在这样短的一个时间里边
So in such a short period of time
他当然是很忙了
Of course he would be expected to be very busy
所以他要亲自去探访一个家庭那实在是不多的
So when our Lord Jesus took time to visit a family it's a very unusual and rare opportunity
所以这样一个探访的机会啊，是非常的宝贵的
So this rare opportunity of visitation, we should treasure it.
很难得，应该珍惜。
So it's not come by so easily for this opportunity.
马大啊，他的爱心和努力
的
服侍。
So Martha used her love and his effort to serve our Lord.
主耶稣当然看得到。
Of course, Jesus knew.
所以他并没有批评。
So you know from the scripture, Jesus did not criticize her.
但是马大的问题在于什么呢？
But what was Martha's problem?
她只想好好的啊招待。
So what is in her mind is put her out, all effort to satisfy Jesus.
把每一件事情都做好。
So every details of everything.Do her best.
而忽略了对这个宝贵的机会的珍惜。
However, she missed the treasurable and precious opportunity and to listen to our Lord.
所以主耶稣很明确地指出来。
So therefore, Jesus plainly pointed out to her.
他说事情纵然有千头万绪。
So we understand these are very complex business to serve aOn a guest.
但唯独这一件不可少。
But there's one thing you ought not ignore.
我们要选择那上好的福分。
So we ought to choose the best.
有人不是批评玛利亚吗？
So people are also criticizing Mary.
说她什么事情都不做。
So she didn't do anything.
那不过是一种猜测。
But this is just a speculation.
其实在圣经当中原文里边我们也有一个也字中文也没有把它翻译过来。
So actually, in the original language, it said Martha also listened to the Lord.
实际上原文是这个意思就是说应该是玛利亚也在要耶稣的脚前坐着。
So what it means is Mary should sit at the knee of Jesus.
意思就是说玛利亚她是完成了她的接待工作之后她才也过来坐在耶稣的脚前。
So what the scripture implied is Mary already done his part and then he quiet herself to listen to the Lord.
而并不是什么都不做。
Now it doesn't mean that she didn't do anything.
如果是那样的话主耶稣当然就不会赞扬他。
So if it was the case, and Jesus would not commend her.
玛利亚心里明白。
So Mary understood in her heart.
主耶稣亲自到我的家里边来。
So she thought that Jesus personally came to my house.
他一定是要给我们一个特别的机会。
So she believed that Jesus for this special trip is to give us a special opportunity.
这个太难得了。
So this is a very difficult to come by.
什么事情都可以放过。
So anything I can give up.
唯独这一件不能放过。
But for this particular thing, listen to the Lord.
一定要珍惜这样一个机会。
We should treasure this opportunity.
所以玛利亚她有这样一个属灵的智慧。
So therefore, we can conclude that Mary has this kind of a spiritual divine wisdom.
而马大缺少。
But this is what Martha lacks.
我们要特别留意。这一个关键字点。
So we have to truly understand this turning point.
就是主给的机会要珍惜。
That is the opportunity that our Lord gave to us, we must treasure and cherish.
这个圣经故事给我们的第二个启示是什么？
So this scripture also gives us a second revelation.
就是寻求主的心意，并且努力去行。
To seek after the will of God and put your all-out effort.To practice to do it.
主耶稣亲自到这个家庭。
So Jesus personally came to this home.
当然是有他特别的心意。
Of course, he has his will.
他爱这个家庭。
Because he loved this family.
包括还有一个不在场的拉撒路。
Including their brother Lazarus.
你们读圣经都会记得啦。
So if you read the Bible, you know who is Lazarus.
拉撒路不是后来死了吗？
So you know that the brother died.
耶稣听到这个消息的时候，
and Jesus
怎么记载啊？
Heard the news and what the Bible recorded.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
你就可以看到耶稣对他们这个家庭
是
很爱的。
So you can think, you can see that how deep is the love Jesus had toward this family.
主耶稣要借这样一个机会，好好的来栽培他们。
So Jesus want to take this opportunity.To cultivate them,
to 建造他们
to edify them, to see them.
玛利亚她虽然不并不完全的明白
So even though Mary did not fully understand what Jesus said,
在不久之后会发生在主身上什么事
And she did not know what would happen in the near future to Christ Jesus.
因为玛利亚不是门徒啊。
Because Mary was not one of the 12 disciples.
就是主耶稣的门徒好多人啊，其中 好多都不太理解将来在主耶稣身上会发生那样的事情。
Even the close disciples of Jesus at that time did not know what would happen to their Lord Jesus.
所以玛利亚她不完全明白是很
正常。So we can imagine that Mary would not fully understood.
但是玛利亚她一定会想到
But Mary would think
主耶稣专门到我们的家里来教导我们
If the Lord came here must have a purpose to teach us
这一定是有非常这是一个非常重要的事情
It must be very very significant
他必须要去明白这个主耶稣的心意到底在哪里
So she thought to herself I ought to fully understand what is the will of the Lord
所以他排除其他
So therefore she exclude all the worldly business
专心的去寻求
And then with the full attention to listen to the Lord
正是因为玛利亚有这样一种正确的态度
So this positive attitude of Mary is what we ought to learn
所以后来玛利亚的生命发生了非常大的改变
So later on we see a greatA significant transformation of the life of Mary.
变得非常的美好。
And she became very spiritually beautiful.
在马太福音第二十六章
So, as recorded in Matthew chapter 22,
在主耶稣即将受死之前呢
It was almost immediate after Jesus went to the cross.
玛利亚用一瓶极贵的香膏把它高抹在主的头上
And Mary used a very expensive ointment to pour into Jesus to anoint him.
圣经里面说的极贵是有根据的
So when the Bible said this ointment, this perfume is very expensive, it's not without basis.
它的价值相当于一个人当时一年的工资。
So the worth of this bottle of perfume equivalent to a yearly wages.
我们姐妹用化妆品比较多一些，是吧
？So we know our sisters use cosmetic products.
你们肯花一年的工资去买一个化妆品吗
？So are you willing to spend one year of your salary and buy a bottle of perfume？
所以你们可以想象，那个香膏是极贵的。
So you can imagine this perfume is extremely expensive.
这是啊，可是这个主的门徒啊，批评玛利亚。
But on the other hand, the disciples of Jesus criticized Mary.
说你买这么贵的香膏，这是枉费呀。
So you are wasting your money by buying such an expensive perfume and pour into Jesus.
是枉然浪费呀。
So this is a you squander your money.
但是圣经的评论。啊、圣经、啊、解经家怎么评论玛利亚这个动作呢
But the Bible according to what is recorded have a different idea
他说玛利亚对主耶稣的爱所发出来的耀眼光辉、啊、
So the Bible says the love that Mary showed to Jesus is magnificent
照射在主的身上
Because she had done something on the Lord
所以主耶稣回应玛利亚说
So thisHow Jesus respond to Mary?
他说他在我身上所做的是一件美事。
So what she had done on me is a beautiful thing.
他所做的是尽他所能的。
So what she did is according to what she can.
是为我安葬做的。
As a matter of fact, she's preparing my burial.
主耶稣又说
And Jesus said,
我实在告诉你们
I tell you the truth,
普天之下无论在什么地方 传这个福音
Whenever this gospel is preached throughout the world,
也要述说这个女人所行的
And what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
主耶稣的评价是如此之高
so,
在圣经里边是很少见的
so, Jesus evaluation for this woman is so high
这就是那个当年坐在、啊、主耶稣脚前听讲的玛利亚
So that story referred to Mary the same person who
这就是那个寻求主的心意成长起来的玛利亚
It is the Mary who listened to the words of God and grew spiritually
这就是那个选择了上好的福分因而得到祝福的玛利亚
It's the same person who chose the best and received the best blessing
让我回头来看一下玛利亚
Now let's look back on this storyline
本来呢他也有同样的机会
So Martha also have the same opportunity
可是他没有抓住
But she failed to seize theThat opportunity.
他没有去，也没有去寻求主的心意。
So she neglect the seeking of the will of God.
他完全是按照自己的思想啊，按照自己的意思在大忙特忙啊。
So serve God and try to please God with his self will.
所以他和妹妹玛利亚的差距就显露出来。
So that's the difference, the differentiation between Martha and Mary.
难道这个不是因果的必然吗
So is it not a result of the causation?
是的
Yes
我们要引以为戒
So we have to take this as a warning for us
其实对于我们今天在教会里面的侍奉
So actually we can learn something in our service in the church
也是一个很鲜明的教训
So this is a very plain and clear teaching to us
如果我们的侍奉当中啊
If in our service to the Lord
我们只是照自己的意思在大发热心
So if we use our enthusiasm according to our own will
我们背离了主的心意
So therefore we offend his will without knowing
那个后果是很危险 危险。
So the consequence is very dangerous.
所以我们要学习玛利亚。
So therefore, we have to learn from Mary.
要避免走马大的路。
And to be aware of the way of Martha.
第三个启示是什么呢？
So what is the third revelation?
就是要靠着主去得那上好的福分。
So we have to seek after the best blessing by the Lord.
在前面学习让我们看到。
So in the previous learning, we saw this.
正是因为玛利亚珍惜了主给的机会。
It is because Mary treasured the opportunity that God gave to her.
而且她又专心去寻求主的心意。
And also she paid her all attention to the will of God.
所以她得到了主耶稣的肯定和赞扬。
And therefore, she received the confirmation, identification of Jesus.
所以主耶稣才说。
And this is why Jesus said,
玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
Mary, you have already received the best blessing.
从这里啊，我们看出一个重要的关系。
So here we see a very important relationship.
什么关系？
What kind of relationship?
你要得到那个上好的福分吗？
So do you want to receive this best blessing?
你需要有两个根本。
So you have the two bases of foundation.
一就是要珍惜主给的机会。
First, you have to seize the opportunity and treasure the opportunity.
第二就是要专心去寻求主的心意到底是什么。
And secondly, you have to single-handedly focus on Jesus' will.
而且寻求到了以后，你要努力的去行出来。
So once you know the will of God, you have to practice and do it.
各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们用这两点来检验我们的侍奉。
So we can use these two points as a measuring thing to measure the way we serve our Lord.
来检讨我们的信仰生活。
And then to examine our spiritual life.
那是非常有益处的。
So this is a beneficiary to our spiritual life.
千百年来啊。
So throughout generation and thousands of years.
有很多基督徒的信仰经历了啊，信仰经历啊，都印证了这样一个蒙福的关系。
So many Christians have used their experiences to testify this relationship is true.
我也是其中的一个小小的例子。
I am one of the person that can bear such witnesses.
我愿意在这里做一个见证。
So here I would like to bear a witness to you.
透过这些实际的例子
and through these practical examples,
我们就可以看到
and we come to realize
主是怎样给机会的。
And how our Lord gave us opportunities.
主的心意到底是什么？
So what is the will of our Lord?
而人去明白了他心意，又去行出来之后，他会得到什么样的？
And then if we follow his will and practice, what kind of spiritual benefit we will receive?
我讲三次机会。
I had experienced three opportunities.
主给我的第一次机会。
So the first opportunity that I received from our God
是在我信主之后五六年。
That is 5 or 6 years after I become a Christian.
我是这个89年到美国的。
So I came here in 1989.
挣扎了两年。
So I was struggled in my heart for 2 years.
1991年信主的。
And until 1991, I became a Christian.
在信主之后五六年
，So five or six years after I become a Christian，
我记得是在1977年的夏天
，And I believe around the summer of 1977。
在一个阳光灿烂的下午
，In such a sunny day such as today，
我回到自己家中
，I came home。
那个时候是3到4点钟之间
，So it was in the middle of the afternoon。
我回来之后呢，我就因为这边是三个卧室呢，中间客厅那边是厨房，我就放下我的这个包啊，就穿过客厅到厨房去。
So we have several bedrooms and then the kitchen and then I passed by the living room and went to the kitchen.
当我走到这个厅的中间的时候，
So as I enter into the middle of the room,
一个响亮的严厉的声音，
A loud and stern voice
向我发出来，
And spoke to me.
欺骗，欺骗，
Deceive.
欺骗，真是像如雷轰顶的。
So just like a thunderbolt,
把我吓到了。
And I was so frightened.
你们可以想象。
So you can imagine.
啊，那么我就在想，这是谁在说话呢？
And I said to myself, who is talking to me?
当然不可能是外人。
So of course,
大门，我们是租的第二层楼。
It's impossible for other people because I was there alone.
大门是锁着的。
So the main door was locked.
房东他们住在一楼。
So the owner lived in the first floor.
房东罗先生是在邮局上班。
So my landlord, Mr. Law, worked in the post office.
他还没有下班。
So he had not returned from work.
他的太太罗太太呢，在家里带一个 baby 大概一两个月吧。
So Mrs. Law was taking care of a baby about 2 or 3 months old.
他不可能爬到我的天花板上去说这个话。
So it's impossible for this baby to come up to the ceiling.
而且罗太太这个广东国语都说不清楚。
So this Mrs. Law could not even speak Mandarin.
而这是一个男人的声音。
So this is a out of the ordinary voice.
所以这不可能是任何一个人在上面跟我讲话。
So it's impossible that the one spoke to me is a human being.
他必定是神在对我讲话。
So I am confident that God has spoken to me.
这一点我想清楚了。
So、
但是为什么神说我欺骗呢？
But why the Lord said I'm deceiving myself?
以后有机会我跟你们做见证的时候，你们就知道。
So later on, when I have opportunity, I will explain more on this point.
我到美国以后挣扎了两年呢。
So after I came to the United States, I was struggling in my heart for 2 years.
我到美国以后马上就到教会去。因为我许过愿，我说，啊，神啊，你如果能够让我保佑我们到美国，我到美国以后我就去寻求你。
So the fact that I came to the United States, I'm very confident that this is God's will, and I also make a vow that if I had the opportunity to come to the States, I will serve you.
但是我有三个条件。
But I said to my Lord that I have 3 conditions.
如果你是真的美的善的
，If you are true and beautiful and good.
我就一定信。
I will trust you.
缺一个我都不信。
So if lacking one of these 3 elements, I will not believe in you.
所以那个时候我是常常挑这个圣经的毛病。
So at that time, I always nitpick the Bible.
跟弟兄姐妹去辩论。
And also argue with brothers and sisters.
也给牧师去辩论。
And then I give trouble to my pastor too.
被我辩论过的牧师当中，也包括到你们这儿讲过道的许成国牧师。
So the one I argue with is also the one who had come here, Pastor Xu.
所以后来
许仁国，
神是真正让我看到他是真的美的善的。
So finally,
诚意信了。
To make a story long story short, and God already revealed Himself as true and beautiful and loving.
但是神说我欺骗。
But why the Lord said I'm deceiving other people?
当然我不能接受了。
So I cannot accept this.
我就一定要找出来我到底是不是欺骗。
So I have to find out why our Lord said that.
我不能太详细的讲啊，以后有机会我们再讲。
So I will let you know later.
所以后来我就发现。
So later on I discover.
我是在欺骗。
So I actually deceive myself and others.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我除了我在礼拜天，在团契里，在教会里，我在基督徒弟兄姐妹当中，我是基督徒。
So because I am a Christian as viewed by the people around me.
可是礼拜一到礼拜六呢？
But what about from Monday to Saturday?
我有的时候就不是了。
And sometimes I'm not a Christian.
所以我这个不是一个啊完全的基督徒。
So I realize that I'm not a 100% Christian.
我是一个做礼拜天的基督徒。
So I'm just a religious people.
所以我想明白以后，我就要抓紧时间悔改。
So once I come to this understanding, I seize the opportunity to repent.
从那个时候开始，不管是听到、读经、祷告、团契的服事，我都要认认真真的去做。
So from that point on, whether it's a service and Bible study or fellowship, I will take the very seriously about that.
听到之前，我都要做一个祷告。
So every time I listen to the sermon, I pray.
神啊，
God,
你今天对我张正气到底要讲什么？
So today, what are you trying to talk to me today?
我就去听这个。
And then I listen at that point.
圣经也一样。
And then when I read the Bible in the same way.
今天没有时间详细讲。
So I have tell you the detail.
通过几年的认真的去啊努力。
So after few years of extraordinary effort to understand Christianity,
我的生命大大的改变。
And then my life, I found out, has been transformed.
而且圣灵在我心里面的感动越来越强烈。
And then the motivation and inspiration of the Holy Spirit increasingly stronger.
我明白，那是神在呼召我。
God is calling me.
因此，我完全的啊奉献。放下一切去做。
And then I 100% consecrate myself for the service of the Lord.
神给我的第二次机会。
So God give us my second opportunity.
是发生在健康上面。
So it happened on my physical health.
在我进入神学院的第二年呢。
So the second years after I enter into a seminary.
我的健康突然的恶化。
And my health deteriorate.
我的双腿全部的浮肿。
And then my a pair of legs swollen.
晚上不能睡觉。
So I could not sleep at night.
精神不能集中。
So I cannot have any concentration.
记忆力也大大的下降。
And then my memory also fading.
这没有办法再继续学习。
So I'm unable to continue with my education.
后来我们去看了医生以后啊。
So after I consult a physician.
这个医生呢，这是也是一对这个基督徒的夫妇了。
So this doctor is also a couple, and they are Christians.
他就暗示啊，我可有死亡的危险。
So they hinted to me that I may facing a imminent death.
这些突如其来的情况，冲击到我的内心呢。
Sudden happening and give a tremendous thrust into my heart.
这个冲击并不是说，哎呀，恐惧死亡。
So this thrust is not that I afraid of death.
这是我们的信仰，不会。
So, because I have faith in God.
但是为什么现在呢？
But the question is why at this moment?
我还没有装备完呢。
So
你不是招我出来装备的吗？我没装备完，你为什么就要接我到天家？
Equip myself, and you call me to serve you, and give me the opportunity to be equipped. But I'm not finished this.
所以看完病以后回到学院的宿舍里啊，我就跪下来向神祷告。
And then after visiting the doctor, I came to my dormitory. I knelt down and prayed to God.
我的祷告是这样说的。
So this is my prayer.
我说神啊，我不求寿命。
God, I'm not asking for longevity.
因为那是你的主权。
Because this is your sovereignty.
如果你我只求由神而来属灵的生命。
So all I ask is to give me a spiritual life.
如果你再给我寿命的话，
if you give me, if you prolong my life on this earth,
我就知道那是你要用的。
So then I will know that you are going to use me.
如果我不能为你去用，
if I'm not become useful to you,
那你就分分钟把我接走吧。
Then please take me away from this earth any moment.
祷告完了以后。
After my prayer,
在我生平第二次
，so
全身的平安
，so I experienced the unspeakable peace.
我就明白
，and then I understood
神他还要使用我
，God still continue to use me.
因此我继续努力学习，直到 神学院毕业。
So therefore, I continue to pay all our attention to my coursework, and then until I graduated.
2009年，我再一次经历到了健康的问题。
And then in 2009, I experienced another crisis in my physical health.
我的血压高到215。
So my blood pressure elevated to almost 200 something.
Yeah. 我的心脏发现出了严重的问题。
And then my heart experienced a very disorderly behavior.
前列腺也出了很大的问题。
And then the prostate had problem too.
所以那个时候，内科医生就要我去安装一个心脏起搏器。
So at that time, the doctor wanted me to implant a
pacemaker.
A pacemaker.
Yeah. 那么
pacemaker.
Yeah. 外科医生呢就要我去做心脏开刀。
So the heart surgeon, heart doctor wanted me to undergo a heart surgery.
在泌尿科医生呢也要我去做手术。
And then the surgeon want me to go through the operation.
就在这几个专科医生都要我这样做那样做的时候，就在这个时候。
So when all these heart specialists want me to do this and do that, right at the moment.
这个划船呢、啊？你们知道什么是划船吗？不是去划那个船呢、啊，是中华的划，传福音的船呢、啊，这是一个很。
And then an organization by the name of Chinese Evangelical Association.
这个划船呢，他就邀请我到大陆去培训地方教会的这些讲。
At the moment, this organization invited me to go with their co-workers to mainland China and as a discipleship training.
而我当时所在服侍的教会呢，也差派我要到趁这个机会到大陆去给我在设计研究院的那些老同事们传福音。
At the same time, the church I serve also encouraged me to go to mainland China to evangelize my old classmates.
一边是医生的警告。
On one hand, the doctor warned me.
一边是福音的使命。
And then the Great Commission.
怎么办？
What should I do?
我不是立志生命不息侍奉不止吗？
Did I say to you, Lord, that I would rather sacrifice my life for the kingdom of God?
所以我当然要寻求主的心意到底是什么。
And of course, at that moment, I have to seek the will of God.
我要去祷告，看看主是怎么，他的心意是什么。
So I pray to find out the will and the purpose of God.
真的很奇妙。
Very unexpected.
这几个不同的医生同样给我一个回答。
So this specialist gave me a same reply.
你先去吧，回来再说。
And they said you go first, and then we deal with this health problem later.
那我就去了。
And then I went.
我顺利地完成了这个培训和宣教之后。
And then after my ministry of evangelism and discipleship training.
在2011年
and then we come to 2011.
这个医生为我做了开胸大手术。
And then the doctor performed a heart surgery for me.
非常的成功。
And very successful.
所以我今天还能够在这里继续的侍奉主。
And this is why I still can sit before you and serve him.
你们看神的恩典和他的心意。不就是向我显明了吗？
So you can see that God's will and His purpose.
神给我的第三次，神给我的第三次机会是体现在侍奉上面。
So the third opportunity was embodied in my in the progress of serving Him.
2003年1月1号
，and January 1st, 2003，
我68岁进入神学院。
And I entered into the seminary study when I was 68 years old.
2005年的夏天，我还没有毕业。
So the summer of 2005, I was not graduated yet.
到2004年夏天。
So 2004 summer.
Yeah. 我就回纽约来啊，这个休息暑假。
So I came to New York, and then I take a rest during the summer.
一个新来的主任牧师啊
，a new senior pastor,
他要找我谈话。
So he came to me and want to have a conversation.
可是我万万没有想到啊。
So it was very unexpected to me.
他第一次找我谈话，劈头就问。
So her first question on me is,
你知不知道我们教会有65岁退休制度啊？
Do you know that it's our church tradition that all the servant of God has to retire at the age of 65?
我那个时候已经是69岁了，对吧？
Well, at that time I was 69 years old.
也就是说他很在向我暗示。
Actually, he implied to me,
你太老了。
You are too old.
啊，这个是不允许的。
So it's not allowed for you to work in this church.
他不仅要我当场就表态。
So he want me to sort of agree with him at that moment.
而且要我回神学院以后还要把他书面写下来寄给他。
And then he want me to write a written testimony to him.
我当时怎么
statement.
我当时怎么回答他的呢？
So do you know how I reply him?
我说我不知道。
I said,I don't know.
他既然你现在知道了，你可以讲讲你的态度啊。
So now you know, can you tell how you feel about this?
我说我现在想啊，就是两条。
So I was thinking that there's only two options.
第一，既然是个制度嘛，人人平等，我也不搞特殊。
So since this is a required by the system and everybody should be treated equally, I would comply with you.
第二
，Secondly.
我说这个制度不过就是对人来讲就是一个名一个利嘛。
So this is only a human system.
我说我向神立志，毕业以后不求一切去侍奉，做义工。
So I have made a vow to Jesus, to the Lord, that I already resolve to serve you regardless.
我没有违反你的制度吧
？So did I offend your will?
后来我也把我这个。白纸黑字写下来寄给他。
So I make this statement and hand it to the pastor.
那么这样一件事情，当然，我的一些属灵的伙伴 啊等等，都非常的为我啊这个抱屈吧。
So of course, many spiritual associates feel regret about this.
我相信神看到了我的心智。
I truly believe that God read my heart carefully.
所以我九月初回到啊神学院。
So therefore, at the beginning of September, I went back to the seminary.
大概不到一周吧。
So in less than one week,
在2004年的
，It was 2004.
九月十六号的清晨。
It was September 16, early in the morning.
还不到五点。
And before 5 a.m.
也是一个很大的声音。
So I heard another loud voice spoken to me.
诗篇九十一篇。
That is Psalm chapter 91.
因为我们神学院呢，都是要这个做这个 papers 啊，这个论文写的很啊，这个很重，功课很重。
So I'm familiar with this psalm because in my study we have to study the scripture such as this one.
他们都是年轻人。
And all my classmates was young.
我在神学院是最老的。
And I was the oldest among my classmates.
比学生、比老师、比院长都老。
So I'm even older than the teachers and even the headmasters.
所以他们都叫我张大哥。
So therefore they call me a big brother.
所以我做功课就更费劲了，对不对
？So therefore I have to even put more effort for my homework.
所以我一般来讲啊，他这些年轻人都。不会，12点钟以前睡觉的太少了。
So, generally speaking, the young people would not go to bed before 12 midnight.
一般都是后半夜才睡觉。
So most of you guys sleep after midnight.
那天我睡觉大概是2点钟以后了。
So, but on that day, I went to bed at about 2 a.m.
我听到这个声音以后啊
，After I heard this loud voice, and then I woke.
我一看怎么还不到五点呢？
And they said, it's not even 5 a.m.
这个是谁在讲话呀？
So who was talking to me?
一个人一个是寝室嘛。
So is it real?
哎，不要管他，还可以再睡一会儿了。
So I just ignore it and then continue.
我还没有倒下去呢。
So I haven't, before I fell back on the bed.
第二次。
The second voice.
诗篇九十一篇。
That is Psalm chapter 91.
我就不敢倒下去了。
So I remain sitting.
我在想，今天我的那个灵修也不是诗篇九十一篇呢。
I said it's very strange. My spiritual study and meditation is not on this psalm.
第三次，诗篇九十一篇。
And then the voice repeat, Psalm chapter 91.
我就确定这是神在呼唤。
And then I'm very confident that this is the calling from God.
我赶紧起来开灯，读诗篇九十一篇。
I woke up and then opened the Bible and then read the Psalm 91.
如果你们有兴趣的话，你们回去读一读诗篇九十一篇。
So if you're interested, I urge you to go back and read the Bible, the Psalm chapter 91.
那是多大的安慰，多大的鼓励。
So what kind of comfort and encouragement to me?
他说，纵然千人在你右边扑倒，万人在你左边扑倒，我也会让你过去。
So the Bible says,Even thousands and hundreds of people fall down, I will uphold you.
我会派天使拖住你，不让你的脚碰到石头上。
I will send my angel to uphold you, lest you may fall down.
我要让你主享长寿，把我的救恩显明给你。
So I will give you longevity so that I can show you my salvation.
这种安慰，这种神的应许。给了我极大的鼓舞。
And this consolation and this promise encouraged me greatly.
成为我永远的动力。
And then become the power that I can continue from that time on.
各位弟兄姐妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
从以上的经历中。
From my experiences.
我得到了两点认识。
I come to two understanding.
第一。
First,
如果我不珍惜主给的机会
If I do not cherish God's opportunity
如果我不去寻求神的心意
Had I not seek after God's will
如果我不去按照神的心意去行
Had I not walk in His will
我就不可能得到今天的福分
So I will never receive the best blessing as I have today
第二
Secondly
面对苦难和困境
So it's our attitude to face predicament and suffering.
不要怀疑，不要怕。
Do not doubt our God.
要坚定信心。
Do not afraid, but strengthen your faith.
那正是机会。
And then treasure your opportunity.
那里边必定有神的美意。
So you will see the beautiful and good things that God will endow you.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters.
有的人埋怨了。
And many people complain.
为什么我得不到福分呢？
And why I did not receive this kind of blessing?
雅各书第四章第二节第三节说。
And then the book of James have these words.
你们得不着是因为你们不求。
And the Bible says, if you do not get this blessing, it's because you had not asked for.
你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求。
So if you ask and still not get it, because you ask wrongly.
如果一个人只求自己的利益,
if you only seek after your selfish benefits,
他不去寻求神的心意,
and ignore the will of God,
那就是妄求。
This is what the Bible said, you ask wrongly.
还有一些人把世界上的一些其他的信仰你错误地运用到我们基督信仰里面。
And then some people apply the heresy or the wrong belief onto our Christianity faith.
比如说我们常常听着也慕道朋友说心灵上有个寄托啊。
So we talk about that, oh, if you believe in Jesus, then you find a resting place.
还有一些弟兄姐妹他们说信主就是为了上天堂嘛。
So another one argued that the reason I believe in Jesus is because I want to go to heaven.
多受苦多修炼啊就好啊。
So just suffer and then willing to endure difficulties and then you will receive the enlightenment.
我们的信仰不是这样的。
But this is not our faith.
当然不是这样的。
Of course, this is not the case for us.
从本质上来看。
So it's essentially not this case.
并不在乎你听了多少道。
It's not a matter of how many sermons you have heard in your life.
也不在乎你做了多少年的基督徒。
And it's not how long you have become a Christian.
而是你接受了多少。
But what kind of blessing you have received?
你行出了多少。
What kind of God's will that you have practiced?
你的生命改变了多少。
So how much transformation happened in your life?
你对神对人的爱有多少。
So your love toward God and man, is it enough?
这才是根本。
This is the essential thing.
弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
哥林多前书第二章第九节说。
And then 1 Corinthians, chapter 2 verse 9 says,
如经上所记。
So,It says, according to the scripture,
神为爱他的人所预备的。
So, whatever God has prepared for those who
是眼睛未曾看见。
Is what eye, what no eye has seen.
耳朵未曾听见。
What no ear
人心也未曾想到的。
And what no human mind has conceived.
你们信吗？
Do you believe this?
我信。
I believe.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他必定会把机会给他的每一个儿女。
Of course, He will give us opportunity to His children.
至于他用什么方式，在什么方面，在什么时候给，我们不知道。
But in what way and what method that He gives us opportunity, we know not.
但他一定会给。
But one thing for sure that He must give it to each one of us.
问题是，成为基督徒的你和我。
The question is, since we become a Christian,
你到底是为了爱神呢，还是为了爱自己？
Are you for the sake of loving God or love yourself?
如果你真的是啊爱神的，
If you really and truly love God,
那你就一定会爱神的教会。
Then you will love God's church.
你一定会爱弟兄姐妹。
And you would love God's children, the brothers and sisters.
你一定会爱啊，为人去付出。
And you must love people and give up yourself for their benefits.
你一定会爱传福音。
And you must love to evangelize.
啊，如果时刻啊，你时刻的警醒着。
So if you keep vigilant and alert,
你珍惜主给你的每一个机会。
And then cherish.Every single thing that God gave to you.
你抓住那个机会。
And then seize that opportunity.
你寻求他的心意，
并且努力去行出来。And then seek after his will and purpose. And try to do it.
那你就一定会得到。
Then you must receive the best blessing.
因为我们的信仰不是说出来的。
Because our faith is not just from our mouth.
而是行出来的。
It's to walk.God's way.
你们阿门吗？
Do you amen?
感谢主。
Amen.
下面我们一起同心低头祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
慈爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
爱我们的耶稣基督，
and Jesus who loves us.
回顾我们走过的信仰历程，
If you look back our journey of faith.
有的时候我们是蒙恩得福的。
Many times we receive your blessing.
那是因为我们珍惜了你给的机会。
It was because we treasure the opportunity that you gave to us.
那是因为我们努力去寻求你。
And also because we pay our attention to walk your will.
并且遵照执行的结果。
And then as a result, we receive your blessing.
我们感谢你的。
For this, we give thanks.
但是有的时候我们没有珍惜机会。
But many times we fail to cherish your opportunity.
辜负了你的心意。
And then we ignore your will.
在浑浑噩噩之中白白地失去了很多宝贵的福分。
And in our earthly pleasure, we lost those opportunities.
那是我们亏欠了你。
So we feel guilty in you.
我们本是不配的。
We are unworthy.
怜悯我们吧。
May you have mercy to us.
我们愿意悔改。
We are willing to repent.
愿意悔改。
We are willing to repent.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
因为你说过。
Because you have said.
爱我们就爱到底。
You love us, and then love us to the end.
愿你的教会复兴再复兴。
May your church revive and revive.
成为这个社区的灯塔。
And become a lampstand to this community.
照亮世人的道路。
And then just shine upon the darkness of this world.
大大地彰显出你的荣耀来。
So as a result, your glory will be manifest.
感谢你垂听我们的仰望。
We thank you for listening to our prayer.
是奉靠耶稣基督的圣
名。And we pray this in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.